So today is Gaurapurnima, the Divine Appearance Day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I thought we could read a little bit from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita was written in Bengali language and with a lot of Sanskrit added in for good measure about 500 years ago by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, one of the most learned of the devotees of his day. This book has actually been summarized, if you can't handle the 17 volumes, into one volume called The Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is available just across the hall in the gift shop. So if you feel that anything you hear tonight is attractive, please do purchase one of these books, and you will be very satisfied by that. We don't have a lot of time, but I thought we could read a little bit from the Adi Lila. It's divided into three sections. So please listen attentively. First, he says,
Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaurodai Pushpavantau Shandau Chitrau Tamonudau.
Does anybody know what this verse means? It's the second verse of the Adi Lila. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaura to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, Lord Krishna himself. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto, third chapter, enumerates various incarnations of the Lord, and then it gives a very significant verse, Ete chamsha kalapungsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. That means that Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead from which all the incarnations expand, and our proposition is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in fact that same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in compiling this book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has given extensive evidence to substantiate this claim. He's given in 14 verses his Mangalacharana, or the auspicious invocation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then he has explained each of those verses at some length in the beginning chapters of the Adi Lila and in the Madhya Lila as well. So he says, his conclusion is that, he's quoting Srimad Bhagavatam here, he says, Tamimamaham ajam sharira bhajam hridar hridishtitam atmakalpitanam pradidrisham iva naikadharkam ekam samadhikatosmi vidhuta bheda mohaha. This is Grandfather Bhishma speaking in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, as the one sun appears differently situated in different seers, so also do you, the unborn, appear differently represented as Paramatma in every living being. But when a seer knows himself to be one of your own servitors, no longer does he maintain such duality. Thus, I am now able to comprehend your eternal forms, knowing well that Paramatma is only your plenary portion. Then he says, Shaita Govinda Sakshat Chaitanya Goshai Jiva Nistharite Aiche Dayalu Arunai. That Govinda personally appears as Chaitanya Goshai. No other Lord is as merciful and delivering the fallen souls. In his purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada gives a number of references from Vedic literatures to substantiate this idea that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. He says, having described Govinda in terms of his Brahman and Paramatma features, now the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita advances his argument to prove that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the identical personality. The same Lord Sri Krishna, in the garb of a devotee of Sri Krishna, descended to this mortal world to reclaim the fallen human beings who had misunderstood the personality of Godhead, even after the explanation of the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, directly instructed that the Supreme is a person. Impersonal Brahman is his glowing effulgence. Paramatma is his partial representation. and all men are therefore advised to follow the path of Sri Krishna, leaving aside all mundane isms. Offenders misunderstood this instruction, however, because of their poor fund of knowledge. Thus, by his causeless unlimited mercy, Sri Krishna came again as Sri Chaitanya Goswami. The author of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita most emphatically stresses that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna himself. He is not an expansion of the Prakash or Vilas forms of Sri Krishna. He is the Swayam Rupa, Govinda. That is to say, that just as Lord Krishna is the source of all Vishnu incarnations, so in the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that very same Lord Krishna, not an incarnation of Krishna and not an incarnation of Vishnu. He is Swayam Bhagavan himself in an esoteric form. It's called Radha Bhavid Yudhisuvalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari himself, but he has taken on the complexion and the sentiment of Srimati Radharani for his own esoteric purposes. So, apart from the relevant scriptural evidence forwarded by Srila Krishnadas Goswami, there are innumerable statements regarding Lord Chaitanya's being the Supreme Lord himself. Following examples may be cited from the Chaitanya Upanishad. This is Shruti Mantra. Gaura Saravatma Mahapurusho Mahatma Mahayogi Trigunatitaha Satvarupo Bhaktim Loke Kashyati. Lord Gaura, who is the all-pervading Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears as a great saint and powerful mystic who is above the three modes of nature and is the emblem of transcendental activity. He disseminates the cult of devotion throughout the world. From the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Tamishwaranam paramam maheshwaram, tam devatanam paramam cha devatam, patim patinam paramam parastad, vidam devam bhuvanesham idyam. O Supreme Lord, you are the Supreme Maheshwara, the worshipable deity of all the demigods and the Supreme Lord of all the worlds. You are the controller of all controllers, the personality of Godhead, the Lord of everything worshipable. Mahan Prabhur Vaipurushaha Satvasyaisha Pravartakaha Sanirmalam Imam Praptim Ishano Jyotiravyayaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Mahaprabhu, who disseminates the transcendental enlightenment. Just to be in touch with him is to be in contact with the indestructible Brahma Jyoti. That's again from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yada Pashya Pashyate Rukma Varanam Kartaram Isham Purusham Brahma Yonim. This is from Mundaka Upanishad. One who sees that golden-colored personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Actor, who is the Supreme Source of the Supreme Brahman, is liberated. And finally, from Srimad Bhagavatam, Jayam Sada Paribhagnam Abhishta Doham Tirthas Padam Shivirin Shinutan Sharanyam Bhrityartiham Pranatapala Bhavab Dipotam Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Him, the Lord, upon whom one should always meditate. He destroys insults to his devotees. He removes the distresses of his devotees and satisfies their desires. He, the abode of all holy places and the shelter of all sages, is worshipable even by Lord Shiva and Brahma. He is the boat of the demigods for crossing the ocean of birth and death. And the next verse, Chaktva Sudushchajasarepsitaraji Lakshmim Dharamishta Arya Vachasa Yadagara Ranyam Maya Margam Dayeta Yepsitaman Vadhavad Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Lord, upon whom one should always meditate. He left his householder life, leaving aside his eternal consort, whom even the demigods and the denizens of heaven adore. He went into the forest to deliver the fallen souls who were put into illusion by material energy. Those two verses are from Srimad Bhagavatam. Finally, Prahlad Maharaj said, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ittam Nrtirya Grishi Deva Jashavatarayar Lokan Vibhavayasi Hangsi Jagat Pratipan Dharamam Mahapurusha Pathi Yuganuvrtam Channa Kalau Yadabhavas Triyogotava Satatvam. O my Lord, you kill all the enemies of the world in your multifarious incarnations in the families of men, animals, demigods, rishis, aquatics, and so on. Thus you illumine the worlds with your transcendental knowledge. But in the age of Kali, O Mahapurusha, you sometimes appear in a covered incarnation. Therefore, you are known as Triyuga, one who appears only in three yugas. from the Brahma Yamala, Adhavaham Dharadhare Bhutva Madbhakta Rupadrik Mayayam Chabhavishyami Kalau Sankirtanagame. Sometimes I appear personally on the surface of the world in the garb of a devotee. The Lord Himself is speaking. Specifically, I appear as the son of Shachi in the Kali Yuga to start the Sankirtana movement. Finally, from the Ananta Sanghita, Ya eva Bhagavan Krishna, Radhika Prana Vallabha, Srishtyalo Sajagannatho, Gauda Asin Maheshwari. The Supreme Person, Sri Krishna Himself, who is the life of Srimati Radharani and is the Lord of the universe in creation, maintenance, and annihilation, appears as Gauda, O Maheshwari. This is Ananta Samhita, but he's addressing Maheshwari, so who is speaking? Most likely, Lord Shiva. So these are a few verses. We know that there are more. Do you want to hear some? Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasar Parshadam Yajnaya Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hisumedhasaha. The 11th canto says that the Lord appears in the Kali Yuga in order to propagate this process of Harinama Sankirtana. Krishna Varnam, he is in the category of Krishna. Varnam means category. Tuisha Krishnam, but he's not black. Not black means what color? Gaura. So Krishna Varnam, Tuisha Krishnam. Or sometimes Jiva Goswami says Krishna Varnam means Krishnam Varnayati. He is chanting the name of Krishna. In that sense, Krishna Varnam. Either way you can interpret it. So Krishna Varnam, Tuisha Krishnam, Sango Pangasra Parishadam. And he comes with his associates, with his weapons, etc., etc. Yajnaya Sankirtanayar Prayayar Yajanti Hi Sumedhasaha. In this age of Kali Yuga, those who are intelligent will worship him through the performance of Sankirtana Yajna. Now, we know Kriteya Dhyayatam Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Makhai Dwapari Paricharyayam Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat. The Srimad Bhagavatam and other Shastras also state that in such a yuga, the process of self-realization, God-realization, is meditation. In the Treta Yuga, what do people do? They offer costly sacrifices, makhai, with ghee. And in the Dwapara Yuga, people worship the deity, but kalau tadhari kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, one only does Hari Kirtan. This is the idea. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He's coming to teach this process. But Krishna himself doesn't have to come to teach this process. Therefore, he must have some other purpose. There's a Yuga avatar who comes in every Yuga to teach the process. One avatar came to teach meditation. Another came to teach sacrifices. Another comes and teaches deity worship. Another one comes and teaches the holy name, Sankirtana. Krishna himself does not have to come in order to do this. He can send an incarnation of Vishnu, someone who is not Swayam Bhagavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must have some special purpose. Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna must have some special purpose to come in this Kali Yuga and teach this process. Does anyone know what that is? There are three special purposes mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but in summary we can say his purpose is to come and share his own love with all the residents of this material world. Only Krishna can give pure love of Godhead. No one else can do this. So for this purpose, Krishna comes in this special form. He has assumed the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani. This has been described in various shastras. I've mentioned just a few of them. There are many more references. And his purpose is to taste the ecstasy that Srimati Radharani herself feels, and to understand, to share that love with everyone else. Because all of us have an eternal relationship with Krishna. All of us have some dormant relation that's there already. It just has to be activated. It's like the program is running, but it's double-clicked. We have our spiritual identity. That's called a siddha deha. And That is activated by this process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with a dual purpose. He's come overlapping with the Kali Yuga avatar in order to teach this chanting of the holy name, as someone would do in his absence anyway. But he's got a special purpose of his own, which is to share the love that Srimati Radharani feels for him, and to taste that love personally in the form of a devotee. One of these quotes that we read calls him Bhaktarupadrik, the person who is accepting the form of a devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but he's acting as a devotee. And Prabhupada gives a simple analogy to explain this. It's just like when a teacher is writing on the board, chalkboard, A, B, C, D. Or in India they say, He's not learning his alphabet. He's teaching us. So in the same way, he's coming as a devotee to show us what is the character of a devotee. Now, he has written, although he was a learned scholar, he's written only 8 verses, and these verses are as follows. I'm just going to read the translation, unless you want to hear the Sanskrit. You want to hear it? Cheto darpanam marjanam bhavamaha davagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budhivarjanam pratipadam purnamrita asfadanam Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glory to the Shri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtana movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. And it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. That's a lot to think about. Then he says, Nam nama kari bohudha nija sarva shaktis tatrarpitani ametaha smaranena kalaha etadrishi tapakrpa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrishi mihajini narurakaha. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings. And thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names, but I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Remember, he's writing on the board here, A, B, C. This is how we should feel. And then he goes on, Trinadapi sunichena, turorivasa hishnana, Amanina mana dena kirtaniya sarahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and one should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Then he says, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani shwere bhavatad bhaktir ahaita kitvayi. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. What does the birth after birth imply? It means he doesn't even want mukti. This is pure devotion. Ainanda tanaja kinkaram pititam mam vishame bhavam budhau kripayat tava pada pankajas titadhuli sadrisham vichintaya. O son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravrishayatam Shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda verehena me. He says, O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. Finally, he says, Ashlishyava parvatam mitrashnumam adrishnath marmahatam karotuva yathatatava vidathatu lampato mit prananathastus evanaparaha. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. He is coming and teaching us what is the attitude that a devotee has to have, a pure devotee of Krishna. No personal desire. He doesn't want anything in the realm of sense gratification. He doesn't even want anything in the realm of knowledge. He wants only pure bhakti. Yayatma suprasidati, Bhagavatam says. That pure devotion will actually satisfy the heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he performed many wonderful pastimes. If you purchase this book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, you can ask for it. Or Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can read about all of Lord Chaitanya's divine lilas. But many of them were in the garb of a devotee. He's acting as a pure devotee, just to teach us how we can chant the holy name of the Lord. So these are just a few things. We don't have a lot of time, so I'll stop here. Does anyone have any questions or comments? All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya Charitamrita has one question, Prabhu.
A little bit on the pastime of Lord Chaitanya and Jayakant Forest, as we saw the drama and everything else.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his way to Vrindavana with one servant, and he had to pass through Jharkhand. Now they've turned it into a state, but it used to be a jungle. And that was a very dangerous road, and there are many fierce, as you can see, these very human-looking tigers here, and elephants, and monkeys, and other creatures that bite and scratch and devour you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, and his servant was a little bit concerned because all these wild animals were there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw them. In fact, once he saw some elephants and he was in ecstasy chanting the holy name, so he started splashing water on these elephants. And his servant is getting very nervous, but Lord Chaitanya was in another realm. So anyway, these animals were coming, and Lord Chaitanya was telling them to chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And his servant was getting really nervous because... So anyway, this divine lila is such that Lord Chaitanya had such potency when he would give this instruction. Actually, human beings in particular, anyone who saw Lord Chaitanya, he would just become overwhelmed with a desire to attain God, with a desire to chant Krishna's holy names and to surrender to Krishna. Inexplicably, he had some power that would influence people in this way. And evidently, he had this power over even the animals, because there were tigers there, and they also started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can make these animals chant the holy names and give up their natural enmity for one another and their vicious habits, then certainly we can also take advantage of his instruction. We can also take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and give up our own animalistic tendencies as well. Okay, I think we're running out of time. So, yeah. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.